This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. A car bomb exploded in a vegetable market in the border town of Ras Al Ain in northeast Syria, with reports of several killed and wounded, the Syrian state news agency reported on Saturday. There were no further details about casualties in the report, but residents told Reuters that two people were killed and several more wounded. India's federal territory of Jammu and Kashmir plans to attract investments worth up to $4 billion in the next 2 to 3 years and would provide security to businesses setting up shop in the insurgency-hit region. That's what its chief said on Saturday. Jammu and Kashmir was India's only Muslim-majority state until August of 2019, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi carved out a Buddhist-dominated enclave and designated both as federally administered territories. China's relationship with the United States has reached a new crossroads and could get back on track following a period of unprecedented difficulty. This is what senior diplomat Wang Yi said in official comments published on Saturday. Relations between the world's two biggest economies have come under increasing strain amid a series of disputes over trade, human rights, and the origins of COVID-19 even. In its latest move, the United States blacklisted dozens of Chinese companies it said had ties to the military. And Pakistan on Saturday arrested a man accused of being a leader of an Islamist militant group blamed by the United States and India for the 2008 Mumbai attacks. A counterterrorism official said the arrest is in relation to terrorism financing, the official said, and not a specific militant act.